Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here at Microsoft with Tsitsi Gora. How are you doing, Tsitsi?
I'm good. How are you, Pete?
Great, great. So you're a UX designer at Microsoft
mm-hmm.
in the developer division,
mm-hmm.
working on cool stuff like Silverlight, as I understand it?
Exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what it's like to be a designer at Microsoft?
Sure. So I've been working with the Silverlight team for about a year and a half now, and we do lots of interesting stuff. So I'd say that, you know, the role of a user experience designer is to do things that are related to exploration. So we look for, you know, what's going to be hot, what's next, what people are thinking about building that's going to create very engaging, compelling, consumptive experiences for, you know, all your clients out there if you're a
Great.
Developer. So that's things that we think about all the time. So we create lots of prototypes, we do a lot of testing, a lot of validation and user research to find out, you know, what are people thinking, what are people expecting, what do people want. The other aspect of it is, of course, shipping the product. So there we're most interested in, you know, making sure that the actual user experience of creating applications is really great. So
mm-hmm.
tools such as Visual Studio, Expression Blend, that's something that we think about a lot. We think about, you know, how are we helping our developers create really cool stuff or really robust line of business applications. And, you know, we try and make that tooling experience really good, really intuitive, something that you as a developer can actually say, hey, I get it, I want to use this tool, and I want to make great applications. That's kind of what
so when somebody does, like, file a new project in Visual Studio, I mean, you're thinking about what happens as part of that process, and, like, you pull up the template, like, what's inside the template and how that works and how that whole process comes together.
Exactly.
Is that the scope?
Yep,
great.
That's a very great description. So
great.
We try and look at things from an end-to-end and sort of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we think, okay, if I'm a developer and I open up Visual Studio, you know, what do I expect when I create my new project? What are my intentions? So
mm-hmm.
we try and, you know, obviously talk to different kinds of developers in different spaces to get a sense of, you know, what would be the most pointed way to actually, you know, bubble up, whether it's like project templates or, you know, any sort of like, you know, rich business like data experiences that you might want to look up. That's something that we think about. You know, how to actually make you make the best decisions when you're building your application.
Great. Great. And you've contributed some stuff, well, lots of stuff, I imagine, but directly to the projects themselves, right? And so you did, one of the themes, right, you're talking about? Or?
Yeah, so we have four new Silverlight theme and project templates available for download at Microsoft.com, so you guys should go and check them out.
Of course.
but the really great thing is we got to work as a UX team. I was, you know, sort of primarily, like, driving the design direction for it, but we created four new themes. So I worked on the Windows 7 inspired themes. So that's something that you can use if you're interested in making, you know, applications that tie into kind of the look and feel of the operating system.
Right, yeah.
I also worked on Accent Color, which is, you know, that's kind of like the middle ground between a very modern looking theme and a very legacy driven looking theme, right? So
yeah.
It has, you know, accent colors that are really bright and like vibrant. You can use it maybe in a consumer facing application, but it still kind of has a very muted look, which.
Right, it's still a more conservative theme. You're talking
exactly,
about, yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I worked on Cosmopolitan, one of
awesome,
my favorites.
Thank you.
and, you know, that's kind of based off of the Windows Phone design direction.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's a lot of like, flat, clean looking controls, like lots of focus on the content and not chrome of the controls. So it's a very,
yeah.
very modern feeling application.
Yes.
You would build very modern looking applications using that project template. And then the last one we worked on is Jetpack, which is going to be coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about that because we have some really, it's very different from the other three, and it's like way more professional looking.
I saw that on Tim's blog. It's like it had a very nice, very almost industrial look to some of the things.
Yeah.
Right? It was, yeah.
It's very, very good. So you guys should look out for that, and it should be coming out shortly. So lots of things to look forward to.
Great. Do you love what you do?
I do. I mean, I think every day there's always like an interesting problem to solve. And there's, I mean, when you look at the world of like user experience, and if you look at how both designing and building like really great applications can actually impact the way people live, right? It's exciting stuff to me. Like I love, you know, just to do cool stuff and blend, like, you know, to open up Visual Studio and kind of see what I can do.
Just hang out and blend,
stuff.
Yeah, just
I know.
Draw pretty pictures all day. I totally understand what
exactly.
you do.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, just kind of, you know, look around and see what's out there on the web, on devices, and get inspired by it, but also, you know, think about what's coming next and, like, play around with it, build an app and, like, see if it's going to be the next big thing.
Do you have any advice for, I'm going to put you on a spot totally here, but do you have any advice for somebody who might be interested in doing what you do?
I would say, you know, if you're able to develop a curiosity for figuring out what design means to you, like mm-hmm. how you want to use design in your application building process, that's like a great place to start, because as a user experience designer at Microsoft, that's, you know, specifically in the Silverlight team, that's what we think about. We think about how design can impact, you know, something that's as powerful as like what developers do, right? So, you know, if you can kind of sort of engage in that world of like developing applications, whether it's consumer applications or business applications, and just inject your enthusiasm for design, I mean, you're like three quarters of the way there.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks so much for dropping by.